Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Thursday, April 15th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up the 34 bills they heard yesterday first, and then move on to the 21 bills being heard for the first time today. Of the 21 bills being heard, the following are the most notable. House Bill 1927 by Representative Matt Schaefer, a Republican from Tyler, is one of the several bills filed in the House related to constitutional or permitless carry. The bill boasts 64 additional authors or public supporters to include two Democrats signed on as joint authors. Ultimately, this bill would make it legal for anyone over the age of 21 years old and who can legally possess a firearm currently to do so without a license or permit. This marks the first session this bill has made it to the floor to be considered in either chamber, given that it has been filed in some variation over the last few legislative sessions. It is a Republican Party of Texas legislative priority. House Bill 1500 by Representative Cole Hefner, a Republican from Mount Pleasant, is also being heard, and it seeks to protect licensed firearm dealers as essential businesses, preempting any local government from closing their doors, like what was done in many areas around the state of Texas during the COVID-19 pandemic. This bill also boasts 60 other authors to include three Democrats. Another bill, House Bill 326 by Representative Donna Howard, a Democrat from Austin, would require that certain healthcare facilities establish a workplace violence prevention committee to develop a workplace violence prevention plan. Supporters say this is a way to help combat and mitigate violence against nurses and other medical professionals from potential combative patients. Opponents say it would impose additional regulation on an already heavily regulated industry. House Bill 574 by Representative Greg Bonin, a Republican from Friendswood, would increase the penalties for voter fraud while also expanding the definition. It's a Republican Party of Texas priority related to election integrity. It passed out of the House Elections Committee on a split party line vote of 5 Republicans, 4 Democrats. Another bill, House Bill 1259 by Representative Drew Darby, a Republican from San Angelo, would create the Rural Veterinarian Incentive Program to incentivize veterinarians to serve in high-need areas in Texas by providing for educational loan assistance in exchange for their commitment to practice in these areas of shortage. Supporters say that it would help address a shortage of veterinarians in rural Texas, specifically large animal practitioners. Opponents say it would be spending tax dollars frivolously with a benefit to only specific parts of the state. The overall Senate will be convening at 10 a.m. today as well, and they still have several priorities of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's on their intent calendar. Yesterday, they officially passed out Senate Bill 2 related to ERCOT reform, which is a priority of not only Dan Patrick's but also Governor Abbott's. They passed out Senate Bill 15, the Texas Consumer Privacy Act, Senate Bill 20, the carrying and storage of a handgun by a hotel guest, Senate Bill 21, which is overall bail reform. This leaves 5, really 7, of the 31 priorities of Lieutenant Governor Patrick's left to pass out of the Senate. The ones left or remaining include Senate Bill 10, taxpayer-funded lobbying ban for local governments, Senate Bill 13, oil and gas investment protection, Senate Bill 16, protection of state-held personal data, Senate Bill 22, the First Responders Pandemic Care Act, and Senate Bill 27, virtual learning experience. Two of the priorities have already been announced to have been delayed to include Senate Bill 31, the Redistricting Act, and Senate Bill 11, the Appellate Court Reorganization. Today is day 94 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there are just 46 days left. Yesterday marked being exactly 1 month away from a self-imposed House deadline of May 14th. This is the deadline that would stop the House to consider any additional House bills on third reading. Ultimately, this means that the window for bills to make it through the legislative process is starting to tighten. You can find out more about those upcoming legislative deadlines at our website, texasscorecard.com. That's it for today's update. Join us again tomorrow for another. We'll make sure to, also make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. Take care.